There's no app for that. I have to admit, I'm fascinated with technology. I love gadgets. I love conveniences. And I love how technology has opened doors in our industry. But what I don't love is that too many people put too much expectation on technology. While computer diagnostics, accounting software, and even SMS is helpful, they cannot replace customer service, technician skills, and the execution of daily operations, what we call key to key. Key to key and the board. When you boil it down to its essence, a healthy business functions on people, process, and profits. And people refers to your staff, your service advisors, your technicians, your general service folks, not your customers. Our coaching services offer a number of assessments and services that help shop owners find best fit people. And many of these resources are available behind the paywall on our website. But what happens among the people, that is, the processes, will factor heavily into your profits. Key to key is basically the moment the customer hands you their car key until the moment it is returned. Clark Winfrey runs a shop that illustrates what I mean. Clark's shop is about as sophisticated as they come, but he understands that their job doesn't rest on the technology that is available to them. In fact, he uses a color-coded board to give his service advisors and technicians at-a-glance indicators of a car's status throughout its time in the shop. Green, for example, is a broken car. Pink is for an oil change. Blue means that additional items have been sold, or it has come back for a recommended service. Orange, which is the rarest, is a customer-perceived issue for previous work performed. Their goal each day is to have more blue on their board than any other color. The blue transition can occur any number of ways. A green or broken car may be sold additional work. A pink may return for additional services, etc. Clark purchased some D-ring chains in these colors to show his technicians how these services can work together to build customer loyalty. Maybe we did 3 oil changes for them, and then they came back because it was a broken car. Or we did 3 oil changes for them and they came back. It was a blue car this time, he explains. It's a visual depiction of what goes on in the shop with a customer. Clark's color-coded board is a great way to organize his workflow and keep his systems and processes glued together. One of the key essential elements to eliminating waste, streamlining your workloads, and maximizing your profits. Clark employs a board manager who helps fill out the board and work the car flow through the shop. Each technician signs in on the board, and the rotation is based on the order in which they signed in. This reduces a lot of internal conflict or accusations of favoritism. But Clark does caution that if you get a car in that you know is just going to be way over the head of the tech that's next in line, at management discretion, it can be given to somebody else. It doesn't happen often, but it could happen at times. Clark's reasons for doing it this way as opposed to relying solely on his point-of-sale software are sound. Otherwise, you can never go back and actually see what was going on, he explains. With the board, at the end of the day, any carryover gets put on the next page. The board gets folded up with all of the daily receipts, tech worksheets, etc., and placed in an envelope for review the next morning. We'll check for SOS, additional items sold. We can see how we're doing on the PMI process by what kind of dollar amounts we have off to the side, whether or not they're blue or whether or not they're just sort of drawn through because we did pitch it, but it didn't get sold. 2 weeks later, I can refer back and see what happened on a specific day, like for rechecks. It's in the file cabinet, so I just pull it out and have everything right there to see what was going on. It's a way to quantify most everything that's going on in the business daily, so that you can go back to it, review it, see it, and plus talk it over with your service advisors, and if you have to, your techs. You have a document you can put in front of them. In a nutshell, there's no app for that. Daily operations, 3 parts. You see, daily operations, or daily ops, account for about 85% of what you do every single day in your business. If daily ops are not working correctly, you miss the opportunity to drive sales and to put money in the bank. Daily operations have 3 essential parts. The concept, a business philosophy based on a directional vision. You have to define what your business is all about, what your products really are, who you are, what you're all about, and you need to paint that vision on the wall for your people and for yourself, the systems and the processes that can repeat and support them. The people who are willing to run the systems and the processes that support the concept. You'll often hear me reference Pearson's Law. When performance is measured, performance improves. When performance is measured and reported back, performance improves dramatically. Therefore, daily ops, whether it's a huddle, a board review, a tech rotation, a chain, whatever's in there, you have to review that and dramatically change your improvement. Now, you'll also hear me say that my company provides simple thoughts for complex concepts with challenging solutions. We teach timeless business principles sprinkled with real business modeling that works. Clark's concept is simple and one he adapted from our principles. The most important customer is the one walking through the door at that time. That customer is welcome to make an appointment, if that's convenient for them. But regardless, the customer who walks through the door is Clark's most important customer. And that philosophy applies each time with each customer, whether they set an appointment or prefer to wait on their vehicle. This is the shop's identity. This would be the dictionary definition for it, and this serves as its fingerprint. We have already used Clark's shop to illustrate some of the systems and processes utilized to support his concept. If you would like to learn more about the board and how it would work in your shop, we offer a 30-minute free consultation. And certainly, organizing your concept, systems, and processes are key to your shop's success. But without the right people supporting and improving these systems and processes, your shop will certainly fail. Weeding and scripting. I often tell auto shop owners, don't water the weeds, because if you water weeds, they take over. You can't turn an unwilling person into a willing person. They may interview well, seem like a nice enough person, but if they do not respect the systems and processes that are already in place, they are not the right person for the job, any job available in your shop. Your service advisor needs some sales skills and some people skills. They have to know parts and build relationships with vendors. They have to be able to build estimates, practice good customer service, and communicate with technicians. Now, it's true some of this is instinctive, but there are scripts that can be used to ensure consistent language that will help staff communicate with one another and strengthen your brand with your customers. The first script is what I like to call the anytime script. That's the script that gets the car in the shop, and it usually takes about 45 seconds to get a yes response. So if a customer says, "My car is making a noise when I put on my brakes," we say, "Anytime you're experiencing your car making noise when you apply the brake pedal, you need to have that inspected by one of our ASC certified trained technicians. Is now a good time to bring in your vehicle?" Obviously, there are variations to the anytime script depending on the customer's reason for contacting your shop, but the anytime script is a script that has been proven and works. The anytime script helps create a yes culture, with the yes process discussed in another chapter. And we're really saying, is now a good time to bring in your vehicle? The second script is the isolate script. The isolate scripts are built around a car that comes in for a specific or emergency issue. Overheating, squeaking brakes, transmissions not working right, etc. This is the initial concern script where we are inspecting everything within the problematic system. Heating, cooling, ignition, safety, whatever system you're selling to the customer. You just fill in the blanks of this isolate script. You give the presentation to the customer using this script, and you rehearse it before you give it. There are other scripts. I haven't seen you calls. This is a great coupon script. The additional concern script. The one thing script. This serpentine belt is bad, Mrs. Jones. Would you like us to go ahead and repair that for you while your car is in the shop today? Just to name a few more. The scripting process saves time, ensures clear communication, and puts you in control of the conversation. How to support the scripts. Now, there are a few processes and concepts that should support your scripts. We already talked about the board and board manager. But when a car arrives, the preventive maintenance inspection, or the PMI, should happen almost immediately. When the service advisor and technician check out a vehicle, they perform a visual inspection, whether you call it a 32-point inspection, a 12-point inspection, etc. you have an inspection form that you use in your system, and therefore it needs to be completed every car, every time, by the service advisor and the technician. Their inspections serve two different purposes. The service prepares to present their findings to the customer, and the technician is making a diagnosis. So why does the PMI need to happen almost immediately? Because of another concept we call speed of service, or SOS. The idea is that the most important customer is the one standing right in front of you. When you practice SOS, it puts you in control of the buying mood of that customer. So if you're on an oil change pathway and the customer arrives, you have about 10 minutes to engage that customer. It doesn't mean you're going to fix the car immediately. SOS simply means the quicker you respond to the customer, the better buying mood that customer is in, and they're more likely to say yes to any upsells or cross-sells you suggest. SOS on the oil change pathway works something like this. The customer comes through the door for oil change primary, and also what the one thing does for us in the first 10 minutes. We're going to find one thing to talk to the customer about. We find something to talk to the customer about. It could be a serpentine belt, a ball joint, a loose tie rod in, an air filter, a light bulb, anything that we find to ask the customer to purchase before we started on the oil change. What we're doing is sorting the customers on the oil change pathway to see if they are a buyer today. We know that they're coming in for their oil change, so they're definitely going to buy that. But are they willing to spend any more money with us? Are they willing to do anything else to the vehicle before we go through the full PMI inspection and spend a lot of time building estimates and doing all this work, and then to find out, hey, I didn't want anything today but my oil changed and I want to leave? SOS on the broken car pathway works on the same principles, but operates a bit differently. Customer comes in because there's something wrong with the car. That is, the car's overheating, the brakes are squeaking, they feel that they need some kind of service done on the car, so they're aware of that service. Speed of service in the broken car pathway is 1 hour. Make it your policy to get back to your customer within 1 hour with a diagnosis and solution to the customer's concerns. To reiterate, speed of service is not fixing the car fast, it's actually getting back to the customer in a certain time frame. That's why the first 10 minutes is mission critical, to sort through your customers with the one thing process. Find it, present it, and ask the customer to buy it. We didn't look up any prices. We haven't done anything. We don't have the price in our hip pocket. There's the fork in the road. Either they will say yes, or ask about the price, or simply say no. Now we can go to the next level of where you go in the system. That known, the one thing system. We're actually looking for more than just one thing, but the one thing process sorts customers, so we won't spend too much time on the customers that are unwilling to buy today. That's what we call the one thing system. Then there's the three swing process. Sounds like we're playing baseball or even golf, doesn't it? But if I'm the service advisor and I make a sales presentation or a pitch to the customer and the customer says no, I leave the door open by asking, may I have my manager call you back? Hopefully I didn't confuse you, but maybe he could give you a little better information. If the manager calls and still gets a no, the manager needs to use words that keep the conversation open. May I have another manager call you to make sure that I went over this properly? I will review this with him or her beforehand to make sure that I didn't miss anything. Three swings is a very common occurrence. Savvy customers want to know what something will cost, how long it will take, etc. So a first no, or even a second, is not necessarily a reflection on the service advisor's or manager's delivery. We may change personalities, we may change the approach, but we go at that particular business three different times. That's what the three-swing process is about. Customer service versus sales. Now, you may be thinking, I'm not going to do all that. Perhaps you think customer service is different than sales, but I really honestly believe that they're the same thing, if it's done well, because it boils down to communication skills. I'm not talking about the snake oil vibes of sales. That's never attractive. Nor am I talking about selling unnecessary services. That's dishonest. But it's a fact that you're not seeing your customers as often. Standard service intervals are increasing. Cars are better made, etc. So it's imperative that each customer is greeted by someone who can actually welcome him or her, help them own what you offer, and have them come back again because they liked the experience. Pathways, processes, systems, and steps. So drilling just a bit deeper into your business actions. Inside your business concept, you'll find pathways to capture customers, processes that are repeated in each pathway, systems are found in each process, and tactical steps to support the concept. If they're documented, then they're repeatable. Remember, if you have a system that's not written and documented, it's really not a system. Documented systems create consistency for the business concept. They're very effective. They're measurable. They're trainable. They support accountability. They create the culture. You want to create systems that are simple and easy to train. You want to cross-train. You want to keep them fresh all the time. You also want to have a staff that supports them. You want your shop to be systems dependent, not people dependent. You want to make sure the systems are delivering your concept, can be upgraded, and really take the discretion out of the customer experience. Directional vision. You'll hear me say it again and again. Systems run the business, and people run the systems. You don't manage people, you manage systems. Systems support the processes. Processes support the concept. Remember, the concept is your directional vision, and the directional vision falls squarely on you, the shop owner. It's the first step in maximizing your profits. Daily operations will not work if there are 3 service advisors in the front and 5 technicians in the back, each one handling something differently. That's not systemic. Lead your people to a point where they are performing everything the same way, every time. They have to be willing and able. They have to be willing to work within the system without much pushback. They have to believe and execute the systems, support the directional vision, and really, they have to be open to your concept. Takeaway. I have already stated that identifying and shaping your directional vision is the first step in maximizing your profits. For decades, we have helped thousands of shop owners identify and define their concepts, regardless of how long they've been in business. We usually begin with a starter list of questions like, who's my current customer? Who's my ideal customer? What does SOS mean in my shop? What does my gross profit need to be? Do I operate the yes concept? What kind of pay plans do I have? What are my staffing plans? How many technicians, service advisors? What are my hours of operation? How am I going to stack up cash? What is my brand, my location, my oil change pathway, my broken car pathway? Let me reiterate, the above is just a starter list. All of these recipe items factor into your concept, and these questions should help spurn more. Take a moment to answer the questions. It's not time to put it into a vision statement just yet, in preparation for crafting this vision. Consider answering the questions in 2 ways, your current state and your future state. As you review your responses and begin crafting your directional vision, remember that it should address who, what, when, where, why, and how. Gary's Golden Nuggets. Technology cannot replace customer service, technician skills, and the execution of daily operations. In a nutshell, there's no app for that. Key to key is basically the moment the customer hands you their car key until the moment it is returned. The Borg gives service advisors and technicians at-a-glance indicators of a car's status throughout its time in the shop. If daily operations do not work correctly, you miss the opportunity to drive sales and to put money in the bank. Daily operations are based on your concept, your systems or processes, and your people. Scripts ensure consistent language to help staff communicate with one another and strengthen your brand with your customers. The PMI serves 2 different purposes. The service prepares to present their findings to the customer, and the technician is making a diagnosis. The 3 swings process changes personalities and even approaches, but allows a shop to pursue that particular business 3 different times. Inside processes are systems, and inside systems are tactical steps that ultimately support any given process.